your team played on Saturday.
Yeah, I was just proud of the way we kind of bounced back some of the hardship we had the last few weeks. I thought it was a complete team effort. We've been looking to really be efficient in all three phases at the same time. We haven't been able to do that in the last month. So I was proud of the guys and kind of how they handled that environment. Albany played extremely hard. It was a physical contest. It was back and forth, in terms of, guys kind of jostling for a position out there. So, we started fast. That was one thing offensively the last 3 weeks we haven't been able to do. So I was fortunate enough, scoring a touchdown on the second play of the game and getting some more explosives through the air. When we've been good as an offense, the first half of the season, that's been the case for us, and we've missed that the last few weeks. So getting Seth Morgan back was a huge, huge spark for us. I thought defensively, they played extremely hard again, tackled well, created two turnovers. Albany has some really dynamic playmakers on the perimeter, and we did a good job kind of keeping those guys inside and in front. I thought it was a great game plan, and just proud with the effort, how they executed and how they stuck together.
You mentioned the big play to Caleb on your second play of the game to get that lead, but Seth Morgan back at quarterback for you, 13 of 22A, three touchdowns, no interceptions. What does it mean having him back running your offense?
Yeah, I'm really proud of him. Obviously, he had a really fast start to the season. Struggled for probably about 6 quarters in a row. We made the decision in that Rhode Island game a few weeks back, to put another guy in there for a couple series and see if we got sparks. So, and then obviously, then he got hurt the next series he went in there, missed last week's contest. So, to have that adversity, to get hurt, to get injured, and then come back at not 100% strength, and just, the resilience of him and kind of, the mental toughness. I'm really proud of how he handled that situation. And the guys have all the confidence in the world. And so it kind of shows who he is as a leader, as a person, as a young man, and very happy we were able to get him back in there.
Does it help that he's a little older player, been some places, and does that help to be able to handle situations like he went through?
I think so. I think he's seen it all, the highs and lows of college football, and it's very difficult to sustain excellence at this level. Everybody knows that. So it we you kind of you feel like there's going to be growing pains in a new offense, in new schemes and all that stuff. And with him starting so fast, the way he did, at the FCS level, it was bound to happen. So proud of him and how he bounced back.
Defensively, your defense has been good now for many weeks, and you've talked about how they've carried your group. But Saturday, they pitched a shutout against UAlbany for 3 quarters of that game. What did you like about the way they played?
Thought the effort first and foremost. I thought they strained the whole day. I thought they tackled well. Both of the quarterbacks that Albany had in there can make plays with their feet. So that was a big thing all week, was kind of keeping those guys in the pocket, keeping them bottled up. Try to limit those off script plays where they can really hurt you. I thought that the guys on the perimeter, did some really nice things. We had a couple times we got a little handsy and had a couple pass interference calls, that we haven't really done. But, aside from that, I thought they played pretty clean. And then, anytime you can get a defensive touchdown, I think that's huge. That was our first of the year. Incredible play by Wandae Owens. That kind of put us up 14-0 early in the game. And we were able to sustain that momentum throughout. So that was an incredible play by him. Great defensive call by our defensive coordinator and execution.
We've talked about Wandae several times on these calls, but 10 more tackles, these leading in tackles. You mentioned the big play on the pick six. What has he brought? Kind of like Seth, he's a veteran guy. What has he brought to your defense with his experience?
He's a leader. He's got a calming presence out there. He's very smart and cerebral, and his ability, to play multiple positions. And obviously, he's our free safety, but some of the packages that we had in this week, he was down at the second level in the box on that play in particular. Was started from an outside linebacker spot, and then buzzed to, the field flat. So we've been able to move him around the last month, which is cool to see, and it's a testament to our defensive staff and how creative they can be. But you can only, it doesn't really matter what we know as coaches. It matters what the guys can handle, and what they can execute under duress. And he allows you to do some things and have some multiplicity as a defense, and that's really fun to watch.
The other guy I wanted to ask you about defensively was Duncan Moreland, six tackles in the game, and he was able to force a couple of fumbles. Just talk about the day that he had and being able to cause some disruption.
He's awesome as well. And I would echo the same sentiment about Wande. We had the ability to move him down. He played outside linebacker a little bit in that game and also played high safety. So, he's physical when he tackles. He's a phenomenal athlete. And yeah, he's got a knack to get around the football. And when he tackles you, he kind of brings that offhand in there and pries at the ball and pokes at it and, found a way to get another couple of those on the turf. So, love his effort, love how he prepares. I think that's a big thing about him. He's a big practice guy for us in terms of how much energy he brings on a daily basis. He truly enjoys it. He's not just someone that waits for Saturday. He wants to get better every day, and he makes the guys around him have to play at a high level as well.
Your team gets to come back home on Saturday and face a really high-powered offensive team in Monmouth as you've started preparing for them. What are some of the challenges they present for you?
Well, first and foremost, I think they're, extremely well coached. They're disciplined in all three phases. From an offensive standpoint, they've been putting up video game like numbers since they got in the conference a couple of years ago. They can run it, they can throw it. I think Derek Robinson's unbelievable quarterback. We faced him last year when he was at Maine. The great thing about him is how he protects the football. It's evident that he's extremely smart, and you can see the chemistry he has with his brother as as the quarterback coach. I think they're really in sync in what they're doing, the way they're calling plays, the way he sees the field. The ball comes out on time, doesn't take sacks, knows where his playmakers are. They'll have some of the, they'll throw RPOs and get the ball out of his hands quick, where they kind of stretch you horizontal, vertically and horizontally, and then they push the ball down the field, and they have playmakers that can run. So they're a complete offense. I think this is going to be the biggest test that our defense has seen all year. And then they also have a big, physically imposing offensive line, and they can run the ball. They're certainly they pose a lot on that side of the ball defensively. They run around, they tackle extremely well, they create turnovers. They have really good skill, and they can man you up. And I think, that's something at this level, that's a benefit when you can be aggressive, you can blitz, and you can trust your guys on the perimeter, on the edges, to play man to man, and they certainly can do that. So, this is one of the best teams, that we've faced, and probably the best collective skill, that we've seen all year.
Haven't played the position, and you mentioned having gone up against Derek while he was at Maine. I know there's the connection with his brother, and that's obviously worked out real well. But how impressive is it to change offenses like that he has done, and change systems, and have the success he's had, and obviously become a leader on that offense?
No, it's remarkable. I think it's a testament to how smart he is, his football IQ, and the his ability to process information quickly. And that's all well and good to learn the system, but then to go to do it in real time, you got to make a decision in less than 3 seconds out there. So a lot of that stuff has to do with, the way quarterbacks prepare during the week, and then you just kind of see, them get into a flow state on game day. And it's evident that he puts in the time, and prepares the right way. And yeah, just really impressed with him as a football player. His leadership aspect, he was a fiery guy when we played him last year. I really enjoyed it. And so it's going to be a great test for our defense.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.